As a practicing medium, Debbie Bryan works with angels and archangels to help guide people on their life journeys. In her book, What is the Meaning of Life?, she shares her fascinating life story, as well as channeled messages that she received while in a meditative trance. Debbie also shares information from readings she has done for clients. Debbie hopes that the messages in her book help people to understand what heaven is like and that we're all here to learn and grow from our life lessons.
So, Debbie, in the beginning of the book, you talk about being born with gifts. What did you experience as a child that made you realize you were gifted, or did you even know at the time?
Honestly, I really didn't know, but that was such a huge gift in itself because I never knew I was different. I didn't know everybody didn't dream what was going to happen. I just thought it was common knowledge. But when you're 3 years old and you go tell your parents I dreamt about it, they go, ha ha, go ahead, and they push you aside.
Right.
So I didn't know I was different. It took me till quite a while, probably, I would say, even college and level, that I realized that...
That not everyone is doing that?
Yes, 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 because I have very intuitive family, too, so, you know...
Right, so they all had a little bit of it. But
absolutely.
But you began having visions of people dying when you were around 8 or 9. What was that like for you?
I really felt like I was cursed. I did not feel like I was blessed at all because I didn't understand it and I didn't like that they came true and I would have to go tell somebody, maybe my parents, and at first they would go, ho, ho, ha, ha, laugh and push me aside, and then what would happen, you know, eventually they would start believing me, and then I just thought, why do I need to know? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And later in life I realized that it was really a blessing because it was their time to cross over, and I had the opportunity to know ahead of time. So it will allow loved ones to, you know, feel closure and get their last words in.
Do you ever feel like you can change the outcome?
Well, this is what I have realized, that when things are shown to me that I am supposed to say them, I used to keep them in internal all the time, or, you know, when someone comes to visit or someone was going to cross over, I just, you know, and the other family members cross their path, I kept it inside. But then I realized when they cross my path and I know what's going to happen, then I am supposed to speak my words.
You talk about being able to keep the gifts that you were born with because of the way you were raised. And you have so many wonderful things to say about your parents and the support that they gave you in the book. But why do you feel that way? Why do you think that that had a particular impact on your gifts?
Well, because I think that I was raised with two beautiful, beautiful souls, that family was the most important thing for them. And they were also very gifted. And they also taught me all the time. I told my dad the other day, I'm like, you are the best teacher in the world, because he taught all the time. He would teach me how to listen to my gut when someone came over. How do you feel about this person? How do you feel about that one? And, you know, we'd even have games of, you know, like, what am I thinking in my head?
So, oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, and family was so important to them.
So let's talk a little bit about quieting the mind and meditation, something that you go over in the book. How does meditation help you? And what advice can you give to those that do have a hard time quieting the mind?
Oh, goodness, I would say that meditation is the key. That is so important. And if you don't do it, don't be like me and get laid up all the time and get hurt, because they always were trying to slow me down. And so I finally gave in and said, okay, I will meditate many times a day, give you a lot more time than I did before. But it's the key to slowing your brain, slowing your chatter, because I'm a very analytical person too. Believe it or not, I've got a computer science degree in business and teaching, and then have this. So the key is to slow your brain down, slow your chatter, and go into the heavenly realms and just calm down. And then when your mind is, as I say, a monkey brain, as the monkey brain's done jumping around, you can actually tune in and listen. And some people have the gift of sight, some have sound, some have smell. Everybody has something. And if they start working on it, it can really tune in to be a much greater gift.
Your connection with God, as you just said above, and your absolute conviction of what is waiting for us when we pass on is unwavering. Why do you feel so sure in your beliefs?
I do. And I hope everybody can feel that conviction in me, because when I am in meditation, awake in this body, I can see. I cross over. I get to see the heavenly realms and work with the beautiful utopia that it is and all the angels. And even got to see the place where I would call home on the other realm. And I'm like, wow, I still like the tropical place in this realm. So it's beautiful. And it is, it's just, it takes your breath away.
So are you are you afraid of dying?
Never. No, no, not at all. And I try to coach people and talk people all the time into it. And I say, oh my goodness, if you can see what I can see, you would never be fearful.
Why do you believe you were given this gift to be able to connect with loved ones that have passed or foresee events of the past and future, for that matter?
I honestly think that it was something that I worked on a past life. I think that I do remember going back and in a meditation doing a past life regression, and I got to see myself in, I would say, the late 1800s in India. And I watched my life, and I actually got to lose a son from a snake bite and go through this process. Then I turned into a spiritual leader, and they called me a high priestess. And I got to see how I crossed over and how many people I touched. It was so beautiful. And I thought, I definitely brought that lesson from the past life forward.
And you have now started something called the Truism Movement along with some close friends of yours. What is that?
That was, came in a meditation. We were doing a gong shower that was, and that was when my higher sources came in and asked me to start the Truism Movement. And Truism was spelled with an E, so it's T-R-U-E-I-S-M. And they said, it would be a movement. It is not a religion. It is a movement. And what we're supposed to do is to awaken people to the truth that we are here on this level, here on earth, to learn, to go to school, to grow our soul, to be godlike. And that is just the most beautiful unconditional love you can ever be around.
What do you hope resonates with your readers?
Truth. Truth. I hope they feel the conviction that I know, and I hope that if they don't have the ability to see right now, they can listen to the truth and know and resonate and trust, and then also work with opening up. And everybody has some gifts. It's just what it is, and just learning those gifts and trusting and getting out of the fear-based mode and going into a more loving, trusting mode. Also have a lot more fun.
Well, I see here that your readings and healings include connecting with deceased loved ones, talking to angels, seeing the future, past, and present, facilitating past life regressions, emotional release therapy, assisting souls to cross over, and removing attachments. If our listeners are interested in any of your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Wow, that almost sounds pretty impressive there, but I just know I'm a conduit, so you can actually get a hold of me at a website, thetruism, which is T-R-U-E-I-S-M.com, or yourspiritualhealer.com. And you can email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at yourspiritualhealer.com.
And of course, they can always go on BalboaPress.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble to get a copy of your book, What is the Meaning of Life? Life Lessons. Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.